A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, from the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen with every power, in accord with his glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Ebum Domini.
The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, O you lands. Break into song, sing praise.
The Lord is
sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord.
The Lord.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritus tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi Domine.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. And he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made, seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him.
Verbum Domini.
We hear about St. Paul's prayer for the Colossians in our reading today. He prays that they might grow in their knowledge of God and in living the Christian life. And he not only said a prayer for them, but also informed them that we do not cease praying for you. So frequent prayers are being offered for them. And more specifically, prayers were offered that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will through spiritual wisdom and understanding. So those are three gifts of the Holy Spirit: knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It's a good reminder for us to pray for an increase in these gifts in our souls. The gift of knowledge helps us judge rightly concerning creatures and things according to their supernatural end. Right? We are created for the honor and glory of God. We can easily make people and things into idols, and we do this when we place other people or other things above our relationship with God. The gift of knowledge helps us to know when we are inordinately or sinfully attached to creatures or things. And if we know their proper order, their proper place, creatures can then become a means of adoring God. Right? We see the good in others and in created things, and we thank God for them. Right? That all points to him. The gift of knowledge helps us to know, again, when we are attached to things, and helps us to know with certitude as well what we must believe and what is not to be believed. So knowledge helps us detach from the things of this earth and to be able to see and to use created things in a holy way, the way they are intended to be seen, the way that things are intended to be used. So if knowledge helps us to judge rightly concerning the truths of our faith and created things, the gift of understanding gives us a deeper insight into these truths. This particular gift of understanding is one that stays with us. On a practical level, a very good way to grow an understanding of the faith is to read and study the Catechism and to meditate on the objective truths of our faith, what has been handed down to us. God has revealed himself to us in order that we might better know and love him. Reveals himself to us through sacred scripture and sacred tradition. So we just celebrated yesterday the memorial of Pope St. Gregory the Great. One of the things that he regularly encouraged with reading sacred scripture is he would say, learn the heart of God from the word of God. Right? So if we want to know God, we should read his word because he is revealing himself to us through his word. He also reveals himself to us through what he himself has passed on to the apostles through sacred tradition throughout the centuries. This is how we get to know God. And ultimately, with this gift of understanding, which gives us these insights, we come to realize the infinite goodness and greatness of our God. And finally, with the gift of wisdom, charity is perfected. Our love for God and neighbor is perfected. This gift helps us to make every decision in light of our friendship with God. It strengthens the inclination in us to act out of friendship with God, right? Not to lose sight of that. Everything I do should be done for his honor and glory in light of my friendship, my relationship with God. Wisdom gives us an experience of God as love that we cannot have in any other way. There certainly is a big difference between having an intellectual knowledge of someone, for instance, if we read about someone, and then that experiential knowledge of actually meeting and encountering them. Right? We are called not just to know about God, but to know God. So in this gift of wisdom, we're given the strength to act out of charity, out of our friendship and loving union with God. And so returning to our reading, St. Paul desires, and he prays that the Colossians will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, that they carry out God's will in their lives. When we seek to live according to the gospel and the teachings of scripture, we can and conform our lives to them. Our spiritual lives flourish, and we bear fruit in good works, and this gives glory to God. Right? Our Lord made this very clear in St. John's gospel when he says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. And St. Paul makes it clear as well that he's not only praying that the Colossians may know God's will, but that they also may be strengthened to carry it out, right, to put it into action. He also prays that they may grow in gratitude, giving thanks with joy to the Father. This is a reminder that our prayer is rooted in gratitude to God. As grateful children, we thank our Heavenly Father, who is the source of every blessing, of every grace. As St. Paul mentions today, that grace to make you fit to share in the inheritance of the Holy Ones in light. In other words, he makes us fit and able to enter into heaven, to eternal life. And St. Paul ends the reading today by saying that God delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So God transfers us. In other words, Christ removes us from the darkness of evil into the light of faith and friendship with God. The Council of Trent made very clear that our justification, our being made right with God, comes through baptism first. In that sacrament and baptism, we are transferred, as St. Paul says again in our reading today, we are transferred from being children of the first Adam to a state of grace, to being adopted sons and daughters of God through Christ our Savior, right, who is the second Adam. And what a gift to be adopted by grace into the family of God through baptism and to become heirs to heaven. And if there is a fall from grace, the Lord offers his abundant mercy through the sacrament of confession. And in our gospel today, one could easily imagine the exhaustion and the discouragement that Peter was experiencing when the Lord called him to put out into deep water and to lower his nets for a catch. "Master," he replied, "we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing." And naturally speaking, the odds were probably very low that he would catch something by throwing the net out one more time. But he did what the Lord asked him. "At your command, I will lower the nets." And they brought in so many fish that the nets were tearing. Perhaps we've heard the Lord calling or prompting us at times to do something, but we hesitate because we're tired and we're discouraged because of past results. When we trust more in the Lord than in our own strength and we're willing to act on his promptings, we become witnesses of the great things that he desires to accomplish through us. And where perhaps we failed or did not accomplish much on our own without Christ, with Christ, we will find fruit in his timing. And when it seems like we have little to show for what we've done, we must be willing to still go out into the deep for God. And when he's ready, we'll bring in a catch for him. We're called, like Peter, to say, "Lord, at your word, I will lower the nets, despite how I feel, despite what the past has been like." We also learn from Peter's example of humility. He humbled himself before the Lord. We remember that he was a professional fisherman. This is what he did for a living. He knows what he's doing when it comes to fishing. So this is a test from the Lord when he gets into Peter's boat and tells him to put out into the deep and to lower his nets. Which, by the way, of course, we're told, St. Luke tells us, that they were already cleaning their nets. So he had already firmly decided, "I'm done." And yet he, despite that, despite his expertise in the field, he knows there's no fish out there to be caught. He still says, "Lord, at your will, I will lower the nets." He follows the Lord's prompting. And after that amazing catch of fish, St. Luke tells us that Peter and the others were seized with astonishment at what had just happened. Peter became very well aware of his own frailty, of his own weakness in this moment, in the presence of the Lord, and he witnessed the Lord's power right there in his midst. He is the Word made flesh, and all things are made through him, right? He realized it's at the Lord's command everything that exists came into being, right? As St. John says at the beginning of his gospel, through him everything that was made, came into being. And in this situation, the fish of the sea obeyed the will of the Lord to gather into that one spot when they threw the nets over. The Lord is all-powerful. And again, Peter, being aware of a power of the Lord in his midst, replies, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." And like the other miracles, this would also serve to increase and confirm the faith of Peter and the others that were with him. Just as they had cast their nets and pulled in a great number of fish, so in the future, with the help of God's grace, they would draw in a great number of souls of men and women, right, to bring them into the bark, into the boat, which is the church, on its way to the harbor of heaven. And like Peter, it's good for us as well to be aware of how weak we really are apart from the Lord, but yet not to get discouraged, because we also see that often Christ calls those who recognize their own weakness and sinfulness before the Lord. So contrition for our sins and humility of heart are two characteristics of those or of one who follows the Lord. Contrition for sins and humility of heart. And we recall the Lord's teaching that he will exalt the humble and humble those who exalt themselves. We're also reminded that in all of our undertakings, nothing can prosper without God's blessing or his permission, right? It's only when the Lord told him to cast your nets that he brought in this great catch of fish. One final point is that we see the effect and power of the Lord's call in the lives of these apostles. Right? St. Luke tells us in the last line of today's gospel that after this event, when they brought in their boats to the shore, they left everything and they followed the Lord. So we see in this detail that following Christ involves living a radical detachment from the things of this world, that willingness to detach from anything that would be an obstacle to our relationship with God, anything that would be holding us back from him, in order that we might give our hearts totally to him.